It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are out this neck of the woods, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. And if you listen to us abroad or you listen to us in another part of Ireland and you're looking for somewhere to stay in Dublin, why not stay at the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A man called Jeff has been in touch with us, and he was reacting to a previous episode of this podcast. In fact, the episode before this, which was our episode about parents teaching their kids the proper names for their private parts. And here's what Jeff had to say to us. I was listening to your recent podcast about parents teaching their kids the proper names for their privates. Well, they also need to teach their kids about accepting the gay community and, in particular, gay parents. Myself and my husband have a 10-year-old son together. We were actually on the radio with you guys 10 years ago when we were going through surrogacy. I actually remember that. Anyway, the verbal abuse that our son gets from other kids in our estate and in school is disgusting. He gets targeted because he has two fathers. He gets told, "You've a weird family." They call where he lives the gay house, and his dads are faggots. I can't fight his battles for him, but why can't parents teach their children that there is nothing abnormal about a child having two mammies or two daddies, in other words, same-sex parents? Teach them to be kind, please. And that is from a guy called Jeff. So Jeff is annoyed.
He's right to be, in fairness. He's right to be.
His child is 10. They brought him into the world through surrogacy, and they are raising him. Himself and his husband are raising their son in 2026 Ireland.
Yeah.
But the kids in 2026 Ireland aren't as all-embracing. And Jeff is blaming parents on this. He believes that parents are at fault for not teaching their kids to be, basically more tolerant.
Yeah, no child is born, first of all, no child is born racist or bigoted about anything, okay? Your child is brought into the world innocent as can be, and they pick up things either from friends or from parents. But it is your job to... Now, if you disagree with the LGBT community, then obviously you're not going to teach your kids, and we'll be talking to some of those people on this podcast, then you're obviously not going to teach your kids that it's normal to have two fathers. But I would have thought kids growing up nowadays would be a lot more, because it is the norm now. No, when I say it's, what I mean is it's commonplace now. If you all look back to when you were in school, was there any kid in your class that had either two mums or two dads?
Not that I can remember. And if it was happening, we certainly didn't know about it.
People weren't using surrogacy, or they weren't adopted. Very sad that so many gay couples who could have been great parents didn't have kids, because it just wasn't the thing now. And I'm glad we've moved on to the point that, and in fact, we would have, between us, we have three sets of friends who are gay and married and have kids together. I know two lads that are married. Two sets of two lads and one lesbian couple who have a child together. Children are as happy as Larry. Are there people that still believe that it's not normal to have two parents of the same sex?
Yeah, is the answer. And all you have to do is look at some of the comments that come in on our Facebook page when we posted this earlier on. So yes, those people do still exist. And really what Jeff is saying is that it is up to parents to teach their children that it is perfectly normal for a child to have two daddies or two mammies. It's just a different type of family. And teach your kids to just say, yeah, that's okay.
Now, a lot of the comments we had on our Facebook page are from American feckin'
trolls.
American religious nuts. Like this fella, Michael Chandler is his name, and he's based in Missouri. So you know what he's going to say. So he says, that child is being abused by intentionally being deprived of a mother. What a prick you are, Michael.
Yeah, what an absolute prick.
Michael Chandler in Missouri. One of the most backward parts of America, so you'd expect no less. But he genuinely believes that any child that doesn't have a mother is being deprived. Now, would you say that, Michael Chandler, to a child who lost their mother to cancer? Lots of children grow up without a mother because maybe they've lost them to cancer. Lots of children, in fact, lots of children grow up now and they don't know who their dad is. Are they being deprived as well? So this whole belief, we have to get away from this whole belief that the perfect family is a child that has a mother and a father and married together. Because all of you casting aspersions on this couple and saying that it's not normal, you probably have kids with six different baby daddies. Is that normal to have six different dads with six different kids? It's called blended family. And that is the norm now. And I don't care what sexual orientation two parents are, be they two lesbians, two gay men. Once the child has been brought up in a loving and safe household, who gives a fiddler's fuck? Would you agree?
No, I do agree. But what can we do, or what can be done, to stop kids jumping on the bandwagon like this and picking on this young fella just because he has two daddies? Because they didn't lick it off a stone. They learned that somewhere.
But again,
well, yeah, and all it takes is just one of the kids out of the group of friends, to be told by his mom or dad. Or so say, for example, one of the young fellas went home one day. Oh, daddy, my friend, whatever his name is, has two daddies. And the dad responds, that's bloody weird, that is.
I would have thought the kids nowadays would be okay with that because
but
it
I,
is.
What I was about to say is all it takes is one to have a bigoted point of view and the others just jumping on the bandwagon.
They just jump on the, so
they
that's
literally
where,
jump
that's
on the bandwagon.
Where they're getting. Because, lads, gay couples are not going anywhere.
No, of course not.
They're here to stay and they are quite entitled to have children and to adopt or surrogacy or whatever. But when you have backward fuckers like your man Chandler fella, in America, how do you, if he has kids, no doubt he's brought them up to be as big as he is. It's actually abuse for a child to be raised without a mother. Like, Jesus Christ. By the way, the kids that we know who are being raised by gay couples, do they ever seem unhappy to you?
No, but I'm sure if they start getting picked on like this child is, they won't.
Are you
won't
victim blaming now?
No, obviously I'm not. But what I'm saying is the sort of abuse that Jeff's child is getting is just totally unacceptable. But all it takes is one of the kids to have heard a bigoted viewpoint from one of their parents to be picking on Jeff's child. Our number is 085 825 2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hi, Adrian.
Now, John, what did you want to say on this? Jeff is annoyed that parents aren't teaching their children that it is okay that your friend has two daddies or two mammies or whatever the case may be.
Well, I didn't hear Jeff's original opinion, but I just saw the initial post, and I think that poor child has to suffer because of two selfish men trying to fulfill that what was not meant for them, as in being parents. You know, gay people have to accept their lot, just like we all have to. Some straight parents can't give yield to kids. So why do they think they're entitled? And as a result, now the child has been sacrificed on the altar of their delusional idea of being parents.
So what makes a parent then?
All I see is that if the children are teasing this poor child, the children know inherently what's natural and what's wrong. So what makes a parent is a mother and father, preferably, but even single parenting is better than this facade, this nonsense.
I would have thought having two parents is better than one, no?
No, imagine what, you know yourself, growing up, we've all walked in on our parents and their antics, if you will, in the full throes of affection. Imagine what a child is going to walk into in a same-sex parent situation. A monkey see, monkey do could be the case.
Geez, I don't know about you. I never walked into my parents ever in my life.
You're lucky.
But hang on, do you think it'd be more traumatic for a child to see two daddies having sex than mammy and daddy having sex? Sex is sex.
Absolutely.
No, sex is sex. I would imagine they're equally as traumatic. But do you not believe...
Do you not believe that
two men who are married, and these two lads, because we've interviewed them on the show, we interviewed them on the show when they were going through their surrogacy journey. These two men who are in a loving relationship, and have a 10-year-old son together, You don't believe that they can be good parents to this child? That's so offensive.
I don't. I don't believe that it's a wholesome environment in which to have a child. I mean, it's a child. Child should be given a fair enough start.
Yeah, well, and maybe okay, later on. What do we want for children? Do we want children to be brought up in a loving, caring, happy household? Yeah, is
like
that right?
Like Hitler had a mother.
It's preferably with a mother and father.
Yeah, Hitler had
which they can emulate. Hitler, and then go on.
Hitler had a mother and father. How did that work out for him? How did he end up having a mother and father?
What's that rule? Godwin's rule, Godwin's law.
Okay, give me something else. Okay, Ted Bundy, the serial killer, most disgusting serial killer of all time, had a mother and father who were actually a religious couple, very much in love. How did that turn out for Ted?
Well, see, we don't know now. We haven't seen the fruits of this generation of same-sex parenting come to full bloom yet.
So you think this child is destined to be fucked up in the head because he has two dads?
Yes, the only winner in this situation is the psychiatrist.
Wow, Jesus.
And I'm not a religious person. I go with what's natural. I've no time for the Enoch Burke Muppet or anything like that, so don't even go there. But
John, I'm going to come back to the point that I was making, that what do we want for children? We want children to be brought up in a happy, loving, friendly environment where no harm is brought to them and they have a loving parent or parents. That's all we really want for children, isn't it?
Ideally, yeah. But kids are cruel. And you know yourself, we've always slagged pillow children growing up. Any little thing, but the colour of the hair, the clothes they wear.
I used to be snagged as a kid myself for having glasses, specky four eyes and all that shite.
Yeah.
Kids do slag. I mean,
these parents should have had the foresight to see what they would bring upon any potential child they adopt.
So a gay couple who are in...
One of these men is actually the child's natural father. So
biological father.
We know what had to be done there. You know, he couldn't even produce the child by natural.
Well, no, obviously men don't have a womb. But do you think gay couples should be denied the right to have a child?
Yes.
Ah, John, Jesus, this is like listening to a radio show back in the 1980s. I thought we were past that, John.
No, some of us aren't. So I go with what's natural, and I'm sure there's more than me.
You're not the only one, but what's natural to you may not be natural to somebody else. For someone who's gay, it's natural for them to be gay. Like what is natural?
Yes,
what is natural?
Exactly. So can they just leave it at that then and not try and fulfill a destiny that wasn't meant for them, as in having children? You know, we accept gay people, but they're actually taking
Hang on for 1 second. A lot of us, when we were younger, aspired to be parents. I don't know if you're a parent yourself, but when I was younger... Okay, you are. And I'm sure you aspired to being a dad one day. Yes, am I right?
Not really. Not like most Irish people, it's by accident, but you love them when they come along.
Oh, okay. Well, I when I was younger, I always thought of the day that I would become a dad, and I thankfully did, and I have two wonderful kids and blah, 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 blah. But the point I'm trying to make is it's okay for you to be a dad. It's okay. And in fact, you're after even alluding to the fact that it might have been by accidentally that you became a dad. These two men that we're talking about, and we spoke to them over 10 years ago on 98FM when we were there at the time, and they were telling us about their surrogacy journey. If I recall, they went to Ukraine for a surrogate to have their child and all of that. Anyway, the point I'm making is they very, very, very consciously set out to have this child. And you're saying that your rights as a parent should be denied if you happen to be gay.
Yes, because the environment and what the children potentially see their growing up.
Well, no, all the children will see in this household, as far as I'm concerned, is a loving mother and father. I mean, it'd be worse if they were two... But it'd be worse if they were beating the hell out of each other if one of them was had addiction issues. And the thing I don't get, John, about your argument, I think if this was a conversation about a child living with a couple who were alcoholic... I don't think you would have been as upset about that.
I don't think you would have rang in. An unwholesome environment as well. But you know that there is a high propensity for drug use and domestic violence in gay couples also. So the child is not necessarily going to be immune to that.
Okay, but that's a separate conversation. That is a separate conversation. We're not. If we were talking about a child that's being is living in a domestically abusive household, that would be a different conversation. The fact of the matter is that, generally speaking, what we aspire to for our children is a happy, healthy upbringing. Is that not right? Oh, this is a WhatsApp voice note from Emma, which is directed at John.
Well, what a fucking knob. At least their child was wanted. By the sounds of it, you just said your child was a mistake. What a fucking idiot.
You want to respond to that, John?
I already know her politics. I just listened to her response there. Not necessary to respond.
But by taking your attitude, there's lots of gay people who are married, happily married, in loving relationships. And if we were to take your train of thought, none of them should ever be given the chance to raise a child happily.
No, he's already said that. Yeah, if you're gay, you should not be having children.
Yes, and why do they want children anyway? They've accepted their lot as being, you know,
Again, John, I just described to you, when I was younger, I aspired to one day being a dad. And thankfully, my dream came true and I became a dad. What is wrong with this gay couple?
I suppose to be a millionaire, but it's not happened yet, you know. It's and I just have to accept that it's never going to. We have to just accept what we're ordained. That's it.
I'm sorry, how many children do you have?
Two.
And how would you react if they turned around to you at 16 years of age and said they were gay?
That's fine, but I'd expect them to accept that, but you don't have to pander to their demands or, you know, watch them stamp their feet to demand all the things that straight couples naturally ordained to have.
Okay, let me ask you another question then. Did you support the referendum on the right to marry?
I hear Adrian. What do you think?
No, I voted against that.
You voted against that. Okay, all right.
I don't believe marriage between a man and a woman. You know, it has been since the memorials.
A clear majority in this state voted in favour of it. And along with that, married couples are entitled to have children.
Your belief that marriage should be only between a man and a woman, is that based on religious beliefs or what is it based on?
No, just on nature.
On nature? A lot of people would say it's not natural for a man.
A marriage is to create an institution. To provide a safe environment with the foresight to having children. How can two men do that?
That's back in the 50s now. Some people just get married.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. Let me bring in Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Can't make it on. The reality of it is that it's not the norm, really, is it, to have two mums or two dads? I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's not the norm. So the two lads surely expected that this might happen one day when they decided to adopt a child. And that's not saying it's fair on the child either, but it's just probably a reality that this young fella is going to have to face for the rest of his life. Certainly until he gets out of his teenage years anyway, because there's always going to be arseholes. And, you know, kids can be cruel. There's no doubt about it. And even if the parents are telling them not to say stuff like that, mob mentality rules. I know if it was my young fella that I found out said that, he'd get the fucking biggest shoe up the hole he ever got. But people say kind of it's not right for same-sex couples to adopt kids. Like, what's the alternative for them children? Like, you know what? Flitter from foster home to kids home to kids home. We all know how good Tuzla is, and they'll have no life. So aren't they better to have people there that love them and support them? That's it, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. What did you want to say on this?
I think I don't agree with John. I think it's a bit backwards, to be honest. Like, I get the point that naturally, like, a baby is a man and a woman conceived, right? So I think that's the point that people are trying to make, but just making it the wrong way. Put it this way, my son is at an age where he's starting to be taught sex education because he's senior infant. He's at that level now where they're starting to educate them. And leading on from yesterday, with wording and around this area and how babies are conceived, all the rest of it. So this is all coming to me now. I'm getting all of these questions and all of these things thrown at me. And to be honest, you know, I think to get back to basics, I feel like, you know, I don't fully agree with, you know, I would never turn around to my child and say, oh, you have to be accepting of the gay community or the lesbian community. And I, it's not saying that, like, I have any feelings, whether it's wrong or right. There's not, everyone to their own. You know what I mean? Treat people with respect. And I think it does, you know, the lesson starts at home. And what your child comes out with, you need to nip it in the bud and let him, let the child know, treat people with respect, be kind, you know. And at the end of the day, that's a child and they have feelings the same as you. And, you know, I've gone through the whole thing with my child saying family structures come in all different ways. As in, okay, you could have two women, two men. You could have Nana and you could have your nanny and granddad raising you and no parent. So my child is very aware of the different situations out there. So I do agree that it is down to the parents to sort of put them back on track, because he's getting to a stage. And before now, he's like, "Mom, you're gay." And I've literally corrected him and said, "Do you know what gay is? Do you know what I mean?" So you really have to educate and put them on the right track.
But the point you're making is that you have taught your child that children or families come in all different shapes and sizes.
But it's up to the parents to educate them of that, because you can't, regardless of what your opinion is on what, like, the traditional family structure was years ago, that's not it now. So, but regardless of that, I don't agree with this whole thing. I don't agree with, oh, the child needs to be accepting of the gay community. If I said that to my child, he'd be like, what? You don't need to go to that extent turn around and say, be kind, be nice.
But what do you think, now, he's on the other line here, so he can answer this, but what do you think if John's kids, who's on the other line, John, who's very against gays having children, if John's kids...
Yeah. Don't agree with that either now. That's what I just stated there now. I don't agree with his level of that.
But what do you think John will tell his kids if they ever ask, is it okay for a child to have two dads or two mums? What do you think John will tell his kids?
I think it's going to be more angled negatively from what he said than... You don't need to be negative or positive.
Okay,
be factual. And like your podcast yesterday, be nice.
So, John, what would you tell your kids?
Well, what will happen someday.
So the lady nailed it there. I would, it'd be negatively slanted. I wouldn't be, I'd have a dim view of gay parenting.
You'd have a dim view of their parenting?
Yeah, of gay parenting, any gay parenting, yes.
And would you share that dim view with your child?
Yes. Well, they're aware of it now. They're aware. They're of age now. They're adults, almost adults, so they do know.
And because the point that I was making earlier on is where these kids are being picked on, this kid is being picked on because they didn't lick it off a stone. They heard this from somewhere, like a parent, like you. And you'd be happy enough for your child?
I wouldn't want a child persecuting another child. I would just tell my child
all it takes is one parent to express the view that that sort of parental arrangement is not normal.
Yeah, and I just say blame the parents, selfish, they're not even parents, I don't know, they bought those children or had them out.
No, I've already explained in this case, one of the men is the biological father.
Okay, well, I just tell the child that the parents are to blame, and don't take it out on the child because of...
The parents are to blame?
Two adult selfishness.
But it wasn't selfish, it's actually selfless.
Not really, if they scour the earth, well, Ukraine and out of Ireland, in a desperate need to adopt a child. Why are they so desperate for
that? They didn't adopt a child.
Okay.
The child was born to a surrogate.
Okay, sorry, I'm just mentioning it earlier. Okay, why go to such trouble? The act of reproduction is a natural one. You shouldn't have to go to so much trouble to do this. Ireland...
Sorry, John, heterosexual couples go through this sort of trouble every single day of the week.
Would you say that to someone who had a hysterectomy? You say a woman who had a hysterectomy at a very young age, and was unable to conceive, and she had to to go and adopt a baby
through surrogacy
yeah, or whatever.
A woman is a natural nurturer. A second man cannot replicate that.
But the point is,
that's not today's families and the reality in the setup.
Yeah, but today's families, because of the state of today's families, we have the resulting environment around us, absolute chaos, because it's death of the nuclear family.
Do you not think treating and bringing up children with kindness and respect of other kids and bringing them up to be just grounded and decent, good level-headed people is the main thing?
Instead of focusing on,
they're from this, you know, they're lesbian, they're gay, whatever the case is. My point is, you may not agree or disagree with it, but you have to let your child form their own opinions and decisions without swaying them as to what, you know what, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Of course you've got to do that. And if you push things hard enough to your child, they'll go against you in spite anyway. I was asking my opinion on
I understand to a degree that, like, yes, naturally a man and a woman, but if my son is at the stage where he's asking so many questions and he's being taught things, and I'm literally saying to him, listen, Jack, whatever you do, don't jump on the bandwagon. Don't join in with the bullies and torment and make another kid's life hell. It's not nice. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm coming from, back to base. Like, forget about, you know, LGBT, whatever. I just feel, get it back to basics with the kids, regardless of what the setup is. That's the setup.
Okay, but
does that make that child any less or different? No. They're the exact same as you. They've got the same feelings, the same way how they could be hurt easily. So just treat people with kindness and respect.
Exactly. I see John's...
And he has come out with words back to me that I said, don't dare use that word. That's not appropriate. That's not nice. So I do feel it does come back to home.
And you see, John's whole argument is that he keeps coming back to that it's not normal. It's not normal for two men
I don't know what normal is in this day and world. I honestly don't know what normal is anymore.
But I know if we were doing a topic today, and we wouldn't do it because people don't have an issue with it. If we were doing a topic today on it's not normal for children to be brought up without a father. There's so many children in Ireland.
And by the way, there are some people who do believe that. There are. There literally are.
Yeah, no, and I know people who would believe that, and religiously or not. But the point is, like, there's so many different family dynamics. And even if there isn't, like, I do feel that there's a woman influence and a male influence. And there is certain attributes each has that's different. But it doesn't mean to say that uncle or auntie or granny or
can't be that
somebody
influence.
Else doesn't provide that equally within the family unit that's extended. Do you know that way? So,
okay, like, so what do they what, say? What
it's a community what, that builds a child up, not
okay,
just,
what I'm hearing
you
from
know,
you then is that you believe on the one hand... you kind of agree with a lot of what John said.
Not a lot, but I do understand what people are trying to say. That, like, traditionally, it's a man and a woman that conceives and has a child together.
But again,
that's the main point. You can't deny that.
Yeah, but again, traditionally, women stayed at home minding kids, and the fathers went out to work.
I still wouldn't allow that. I wouldn't have tolerance for my child. Like, kids can be so mean and cruel, and it could be anything. A bully is a bully. It doesn't even need to be something passionate that child is about to pick on that kid. They just want to pick on the damn kid, let's be honest. Do you know what I mean? And so, like, that child could be hearing something from home that is, as you said, other kids in the group jump in with him or her on it. So you just, again, back to basics, you have to just ground your own child and say, don't be a little shit, basically. Don't torment someone else's life.
No, that's fair enough.
Even nice, but just be respectful. Don't think you're the big boy or the big man, like, giving shit to another child and they're in tears and they're dreading going into school because you're joining in on that shit. I don't tolerate that. I don't tolerate hatred or any... thing against, like, I can't stand, I do hate the way though I think, like, respect to LGBT, respect to lesbian, respect, forget about that, bring it back to basics, respect and all. If you're the color purple, whatever, if you want to be called lampshade, whatever, just respect people and all.
Okay.
It's not about what category you're in or where you fit. Just be respectful.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. This is Rachel.
my son is 11. Now, I'm in America, that doesn't matter. But my son is 11. My son is 11 and he's in school. And his friends use the word gay as a slur. Oh, that's so gay. You're so gay. Everything's so gay. I mean, it doesn't come from this house because we like, it's not a word we use. As I said in my message, my stepdaughter, my husband's daughter, my stepdaughter is transgender. What, she's a he now. But that's so he's my son is well aware of how everything is different. And people aren't all the same and everything, like people are different. So he's well aware of that and he knows. But that doesn't mean he doesn't use the words. His friends are using those words in school and he doesn't want to be different to his friends in school. So he's still using them as well. But it doesn't mean parents are teaching them, the kids, this thing. So you can't always blame the parents. It's not fair.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess? What did you want to say on this, Jess?
The dads just need to teach the kid, look, have a thick skin. Ignore it. Pay no heed. And to say that it's normal and it's not. Look, I'm going to be honest, Jeremy's going to accuse me of having internalized homophobia or some bullshit. It's not normal. Having gay parents and being gay, it's not normal. It's not the norm.
Yeah, what is normal?
Biologically,
then?
It is not the norm.
But what is normal?
Heterosexual. That's the norm. That's how we reproduce.
Okay. And. What is wrong then with two men going to the trouble of
there's nothing wrong with it, but it's not the norm. That's what I'm trying to say. Biologically, it is not the norm.
But thankfully.
And kids will weaponize anything. So if they hear you have two moms or two dads, they will hop on that and they'll weaponize it because kids are vicious little bastards.
Okay, obviously, through evolution. The way to reproduce was a female and a male getting together and their egg and their seed or whatever joining together, and that's the way it's done. But thankfully, because of science, now we can do it other ways. And you are a gay.
But it still doesn't make it the norm.
But you're a gay woman. Do you think you
I
should,
am.
According to the caller who was on a few minutes ago, you should be denied the right to have a child?
Yeah, and I don't agree with that. But if I do have kids, I have to accept the fact, they're not in the normal circumstances. This isn't the normal family.
But is it normal?
It can be your normal.
Yeah, half our listeners have kids that are grown up and don't know who baby daddy is. Is that normal? Is that abnormal?
No, that's not normal either. You should know who your dad is.
But most relationships now, there's people on third marriages that
that's
have
what I was about to say. We've
kids,
blended families,
half brothers, half sisters, six sisters, and the whole lot like that. That's just the way it is now.
Yeah, but
the point is that
from the fact of having two moms and two dads.
No. The point is that the structure of families is now very different to what it used to be. So you can talk about traditional, but the new normal is
not traditional. It's
different types of families.
But it's biological fact. Two men and two women having children is not the norm. That is biological fact.
No, it's the new normal. There's nothing to do with biology.
You want to fight against biology as usual.
No. What I wanted to say to you is, surely the one thing, and I've said this already, that we aspire
to our young children. A loving home, yes.
Yes.
I get it. But
so,
they grow up happy.
They grow up happy. That's all we want for our kids, isn't it?
Of course it is.
And our grandchildren and our nieces and our nephews. So, if this child, this 10-year-old child, is being brought up in a happy, healthy, loving, nurturing environment, that is surely all any of us can want.
It is, yeah, but we can't just go around saying, it's normal, because it's not. It's not the biological norm. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
What has this got to do with... Do you believe a man can
because
be...
Because we're trying to put homosexual parents as the same category as hetero.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
We are not normal. We are not the same.
You just said you're not normal, did you?
It's not normal. It isn't. I'll admit it. It is not normal.
Well, there's a lot of heterosexual couples that have fucked up the art of raising kids. Let me
absolutely
tell you, a lot.
I know.
Let me ask you a question, Jess. Do you believe that a man in a lone parent arrangement can be a good dad?
I think he can. Yeah.
Okay.
Same way a single mother can.
Okay. So that lone parent of a dad can be a good parent. So if you add in another father into that mix, surely that's twice as good.
It can be, yeah, but like I said, it is not the norm. Biologically, it is not the norm, and it's not homophobic to say that. It's just biological fact. Like I said, I'm gay. It's not normal. I'm not normal.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I have to say, Jess, I'm not gay, but I find that shocking to hear a gay person.
That is shocking.
You're admitting you're not normal.
It's biological fact.
Okay.
Yeah, it's biological fact. I'm not normal.
Okay.
Somewhere in my creation, my brain went wrong and now I fancy women. That's just fact. I wasn't born normal to like men.
Ah, well, I think you're normal. I have to be honest with you. I think you're normal.
Okay. I just find
it... I would just stop you classing me angry, gay, Jess.
You're a Rottweiler, but you're still normal. Now, let me ask you another question. We're talking about normal and biological and all this, yeah? I have a friend who's going through IVF at the moment, and she's spending a fortune going through IVF because she can't she can't conceive naturally. And I won't even get into why she can't, but she can't. It's an issue with her body. She can't conceive naturally. She's paying a lot of money. You know, she's getting injections put into her. Is that normal?
Completely different.
No,
the only way she's going to have a child is through medical intervention. Yeah.
So she's not getting pregnant, to use your words, the normal way. So do you think women who go for IVF are not doing it the normal way? It's not normal.
No, Jeremy, I'm all for IVF. In fact, I think people like John, absolute relics like that, would probably disagree with it. But I'm all for IVF. I'm all for helping couples of any sexual orientation to have children. I'm all for it. But I just don't agree with classing homosexual parents as normal, because it isn't.
Okay, so as a gay woman... You don't consider yourself normal. You don't consider other gay people normal. You don't consider gay parenting arrangements normal.
Because it isn't the norm. I'm just stating the biological fact. If it was the biological norm, I'd be with a man and I'd have a child with a man. But that's not the case for me. If I wanted children, I'll be having them with a woman and I'll need some sort of medical health intervention or adoption. That's just the cards I was dealt with. But biologically, I'm not the norm. You can't argue against that.
A bit sad to hear you actually.
I have to say that
putting yourself down like that, Jess.
It's not bad. I've accepted it. It's not bad. I've accepted that. I've accepted it years ago.
This is the first time, Adrian. Yeah, I'm fair play to you for your honesty. This is the first time we've spoken to gay people for years on the show and all these different topics. This is the first time I've ever spoken to someone who's gay and says they're not normal.
Well, I'm about to replicate that.
Oh, okay. Second time then.
Brian, you just sent a message in a moment ago saying that you agree with Jess. You yourself are a gay man, Brian. In what way do you agree with Jess?
I just think, well, it's not... I mean, biologically, it's not normal. Like, I mean, two men are not going to have sex and be able to produce a child. I mean, a man needs to have sex with a woman. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if two gay, a gay couple want to have a child, they're going to have to get a veil of surrogacy. Like, I mean, they can't, you know, unless one of them has sex with a woman themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's exactly what Jeff and his partner did. They, one of the fathers, I don't know which one, but one of them is the biological father. They, 10 years ago, because we actually interviewed them on 98FM 10 years ago, they went to Ukraine and they had a woman who's a surrogate for them. They're still in contact with this woman to this day, and they are bringing up this child themselves. Now, what is wrong with that?
Well, not what they decided to do. You know, that's their choice. You know, I know the child has been bullied for it, and that's wrong. You know, and that shouldn't be happening. You know, we've moved on. Like, I mean, we're not in the dark ages anymore. I think those children that are bullying, are, they need to wake up and smell the coffee. You know what I mean? And they said, you know, they're talking about diversity and everything else. I mean, if they're not going to accept it at a young age, how are they going to behave in later life when they're probably working with gay, people who are gay or whatever the case may be?
Okay, so to go back to Jeff's message in the first place, and Jeff is the man who, along with his partner, has a child who's 10, and the child is being told by kids around the area, you've a weird family, you live in the gay house, and your dads are faggots. How do we get kids to stop picking on other kids just because they have two dads or two mams?
I don't know. I think if it's been in the school setup, and the schools need to take more action regarding that. You know what I mean? I know bullying has been going on for years, but I think in a lot of cases, I know I know there was one topic you had around bullying there last week, where a guy lashed out over being bullied and better than another guy. You know,
that's right,
schools
yeah.
don't take action regarding that. Things like that will happen again. You know what I mean? And schools need to be more proactive.
Okay, and what Jeff said in his message was, it is down to parents to teach their children to be accepting of the gay community, and in particular, gay parents. Is it?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You agree with that? Okay.
Yeah, but the schools need to take action as well. You know, and the schools need to play their part as well. You know what I mean? It's not just the parents. The schools need to play their part as well.
Okay, so as a gay man, I also want to get your reaction to John, who was on earlier on. And John said that as a gay man, he believes you have no rights to be a parent. What do you say to that?
I never really thought about that. Yeah, as a gay man, I mean, I don't plan to be a parent. No, I don't know whether I have the right to be a parent, but I don't plan to be one. I'd never have thought of that. I think in the normal scheme of things, it wouldn't happen.
And is that because this is one of the things that John said earlier on, is it one of the things that because you're a gay man, you have come to accept that probably means you're not going to be a parent? Is that it?
Yeah, I think you need to accept that. You know what I mean? It's one of the perks of being gay. Well, I wouldn't call it a perk, but it's one of the
downsides of being gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And because when I heard those words coming out of John's mouth, I thought, oh, Jesus, you can't say that either. But you're almost agreeing with him that one of the downsides to being gay is that you probably aren't going to have kids, even though you could if you wanted to. You could go with a partner and have a child by surrogacy, for example.
Yeah.
But you're not minded to do that.
No. Not in my side of life, anyway.
Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Let me bring in Amanda.
These are the same people who complain about foreigners coming into the country and phasing out the Irish people. Yeah, if the same sex couple want to raise a kid, it's wrong. Bunch of fucking hypocrites. The bunch of fucking hypocrites. All yous want to wake up and smell the coffee, lads, of the podcast. Fair play to the couple. I'm delighted for them. Once they're carrying on, have the best interest in the child, then fair play to yous.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks, John. What did you want to say?
Well, I tell you what, I wanted to say, but Jess got there before me, and she blew it all out into the open there, and it took the two of you down there by surprise there, because she's right. It's not normal, you know? And it's not. And you came on, you started off with the show, opening with the show as this is normal. It's not normal. You know, a man okay, and a woman.
Hang on. We opened the show with a message from Jeff, and Jeff said, parents need to teach their kids about accepting the gay community, and in particular, gay parents. That's what he said.
Yeah. Now, the two of you stand turned around, we have gay parents. We know gay parents.
You know,
and that's the thing. You then went on as to say, listen, you know, this is the story and this is the truth. It's not. You see, it's not normal. And Jeff said it there, and she nailed it. You know, I don't know. You know people that have same-sex marriages and kids. I don't know anybody that, you see, going on that this is a huge thing. There's only probably 1% of this. And the fact of the matter is that we've been brought up by parents all our lives. Well, you know, we're born into a mother and father family. You know, and that's the norm to me. You know, you keep calling it a tradition. No, it's not a tradition. It's the normal of being brought into a family by a mother and a fucking father. You know, not another father and another father.
Okay,
and not another mother and another
again,
mother.
Again, John, the question that I asked, in fact, I'm about to read a message that came into us a moment ago, which is a little bit shocking. Do you believe that a man, okay, that's you or me or Jeremy, is capable of being a parent on our own?
I do, of course I do. There's loads of single parents out there on their own. They didn't start off as single parents, you see. This is the thing, you see.
What's that going to do with? No, I actually know a single parent dad who's left high and dry because she fucked off
born. That's what I'm saying. They didn't start off as that. They started off as a couple with a kid, and they had a kid, and then one fucked off, or the other fucked off, as you said. You know,
I'm just after getting a message into us this minute from a lady called Breda. Let me read this to you. A man, two men, can never replace or replicate what a mother can do. Okay, so I want you to listen to this.
Cook dinner?
No, no.
Most good chefs are men.
So fucking derogatory, Jeremy. No,
she's going to come out with bollocks
like that. My mother done a lot more than cooking dinner.
Let me finish the message.
Calm down, geez.
Two men can never replace or replicate what a mother can do. That instinct. Mother's love is like is unlike any other love. So by the way, this is a dig at you.
How would she know that? Because she only knows a mother's love. So how would she know that?
We know what a mother's love is. Go on, Adrian, please.
Okay, I know due to circumstances some kids don't have mums, but to actively bring a child into a life where they will never experience a mother's love is wrong.
Bollocks.
And it's a huge loss that I believe will affect the child.
Oh my God.
Mothers, women have instincts that no man will ever have. It's built into us.
Instincts? Spidey sense.
Hold on for a minute, Jeremy. Okay, I'm going to correct you here, Jeremy, okay? And I'm going to say this to you as well, and I'll get back to you in a minute.
Just the final line of Breeda's message. I'm not saying great dads don't exist, but mothers are instinctive nurturers.
Yes, they are. Of course they are, because they had the fucking child. Of course they did. You know, and I'll say this now, and I'll say this here. You know quite well, Jeremy, there. You have kids, okay? And they go to Mrs. Jeremy. When they're feeling poorly, when they're feeling sick, when they're ill, you know, now I'm not saying they can't come to you. I'm not saying they can't. But, you know, when I was growing up, and when our kids were growing up, you know, the kids always, I don't know what it is with a mother, but a mother has a special.
Okay, I know where you're going there, but the children, yes. Jeff's son, yeah, who is now 10, Jeff and his husband have a son who's now 10, he knows no different. In the same way that a child that is born unable to walk and in a wheelchair for his whole life doesn't know what it's like to be able to play football, so knows no different. So Jeff's 10-year-old son has never had a mother to cuddle into. So for Jeff, the normal is Daddy A, who is Jeff, and Daddy B is a kind of.
And that has to be confusing for Jeff's son, obviously, because he's looking at all his pals and he's looking, he has a mammy and he has a dad. And I have two daddies. Do you get what I'm saying here? You know, and I'm not slagging anybody off here. Good luck.
I'm sorry to cut across.
Hold on, Adrian. You try to normalise this when I said to you, it's not normal.
Okay, I'm after reading out that message from that woman, Breeda, okay, where she's basically saying,
was that message sent back in 1940?
It was sent about 3 minutes ago. But Breeda is slagging off men. She's saying that men don't have the ability to be as good a parent as a mother.
I don't take offence to Breeda what she said.
Okay, I can tell you why. A lot of people are.
I was a mammy's boy. You know, did you ever hear of a mammy's boy? I was a mammy's boy back then. You know, I loved it. You know, it's just the love that I had for my mother. I had more love for my mother, and I'll say it, than my father. Even though my father was loving to me, I don't know what it is about when everybody feels the same, you know, or different, and you know, when you're being brought up. But, you know, the rest of my family were daddy's boys, if you get me. You know, but I was a mammy's boy. You know, well, it's just the way it was. But I know what Breeda's saying. I don't think she means that, because I don't take offence to that. I really don't. I'm a good father. I class myself as a good father. I still am a good father, thank God. But, you know, what I'm saying is, lads, when it started off, no kid, by the way, should be slagged off. I don't care what relationship they're in. I just want to make that very clear. But it's not the norm.
You're saying that for a second. No child should be slagged off.
No kid should be slagged off. No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, but you're literally shitting on gay couples by saying it's not normal.
You said
for the last 10 years.
The 2 years, your jaw dropped. I was looking at the 2 years when Jess opened her mouth. The 2 years, she is herself.
You've spent the last, or maybe I'm listening to the wrong podcast. John has spent the last 10 minutes saying that it's not normal for gays to be parents. Has he not said that?
Yes.
Okay, so he is spreading his beliefs that gays cannot be good parents. Okay, that's what he's after spending the last 10 minutes doing. Yeah. And then straight after he says, Oh no, but it's wrong too. It's wrong to slag kids off who have gay parents. You're literally promoting that. You're literally
I'm not promoting. I'm telling you what's normal and what's not normal. I said this to you from the start. I'm not slagging off fucking nobody. So don't twist my words. I said it's normal to be brought up.
You're normal. It's not the same.
It's normal to be brought up by a mother and a father. I said. And to be brought into the world by a mother and a father. That's what I said. If you're going to try to twist them words. And say to me, it's normal for two gay people to have a child. You're very mistaken.
Sorry, about a fifth of the kids in Dublin are growing up without a father on the scene.
And what the fuck has that got to do with what I'm saying is it's not fucking normal.
Okay, all right. I'm getting ahead of you.
It's like pissing against the wind there, isn't it?
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Good, not too bad.
Well, Sean, what did you want to say on this?
I'm just absolutely shocked by the amount of people who are not defending this, like gay people, like Jeff calling in saying that it's not normal. So I'm lucky enough that I'm from Ireland, but I live in New York, and it's so normal here. There's just like a lot of gay parents, there's a lot of kids with gay parents, and it's just something that's not really like a thing. You know what I mean? Like you almost barely would be having this debate here. So to hear so many people call in, Sean, not normal is shocking.
Okay, Sean, you would be having that debate with knobs on in other parts of the United States. Maybe not New York.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. And I think like what my point is that it can be normal and it can be normalized. And I think what needs to happen is you have to have people like Jeff and gay people to actually defend, you know, this couple and actually step up. You know, it's Pride Month here and, you know, we all need to rally as like a community and just, you know, say this is normal and just make it normal, you know?
I think that's kind of what happens in New York. Okay, let me ask you, Sean, are you a gay man yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And when you hear people like John or Jess, who is a gay woman, saying, I mean, you heard what she said. She said, it's not normal. It's not a normal setup to have a gay couple raising children. What do you say to that from someone who is also gay?
I mean, it can be normal if you just make it normal. Like, my sister is a lesbian. She's partnered. She has two kids. And, like, as far as I'm concerned, it's normal. It's only not normal when someone tells us it isn't. So I think Jess has a lot of internalized homophobia, and she's the one actually spreading such a hateful message, especially to come from a gay person as well. Whatever about a bunch of bigots, you know, whether it's in America, you know, the Burke family, whoever it is, whatever about that. But to actually have gay people come in and say it's not normal, it's absolutely shocking. And that's where it needs to start.
John, are you still there?
Yeah, did you hear what he said there? As far as I'm concerned, you see, that's the thing, Sean. You see, about yourself there. Now, Sean, as far as you're concerned, you can just normalise anything you like. But as I said, you have a problem with me saying that this is not normal. Well, and it's not. And you know it's not. Because how did you get here in the first place, Sean? You obviously came from a mother and a father. Am I right, Sean? Now, and then you ended up doing it all. Yes, Sean, I'll be right so far. Am I with you now?
Correct.
So your mother and father would have had you and would have had your daughter or your sister, sorry, as well. And then obviously you've done your own gig and that's what you're doing and that's good enough for you. But here's what I'm trying to tell you, Sean. That's not normal what your sister is doing, is what we're saying. And I don't know why you have a big issue with me or Jeff or anybody else saying, you know, it's not normal to have two same parents, as in women or men. It doesn't matter who it is. We're born into families, i.e. a mother and a fucking father. So, look, you can twist this what way you want, and you can say, listen, you all have to get up and stand up, and it's Gay Pride Month, and it's this, and you have to do this. Even Jeremy and Adrian there saying that this is the new normal. It's not the new normal. And it's not. And you hear that from a gay woman. It isn't fucking normal, and it'll never be normal. That's it. There's no argument here, guys. It's as simple as that.
I mean, but it's not your normal. It's my normal. I am partnered. I have a family. There's children. Here's the thing. It's normal. Here, hold on a sec. It's normal for me. It's not normal for you because you're probably not exposed to it. But here's the other thing as well. Would you like it to be normal, or you're just going to fight this and you're going to say one of those people that draws the line for everyone and just says this is normal, not normal? Like, do you want it to be normal or not?
As far as I'm concerned, what I think is normal is when you're brought into a world with mother and father. That's normal to me.
So here's the problem. Something has gone straight here with the biological thing. I completely agree with him. This is not a conversation about it's a whole separate conversation. I believe in biology. I believe a man and a woman makes a kid. I don't think anyone's fighting that. You know, that's how it works. I understand that. No one's arguing that.
What I'm saying is
chill out for a sec. Hold on. But what happens then? You have a man, you have a woman, they create a child. Yes. And then that child can be parented by many people. It can be parented by one person, two people, or it can also be parented by two grannies and like a mother. You know what I mean? So like my mother with
you. Sorry, together. All I'm hearing is a mixture of words here, not making any sense. Sorry.
Well, so what I'm saying is, Adrian, the gay community came together and engineered this themselves.
Engineered this themselves.
But they have, of course they have.
John, what you're saying, I don't know.
Together, and then they said, well, let's have a child. Well, let's get a surrogate. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know what I'm saying?
And isn't it great that they can do all that?
Oh, sure. Look, they let them on. But it's not normal. You get what I'm saying, Adrian? It's not fucking normal. How many times do I have to say this to you?
Sean, let me ask you, as a gay man living in New York, you say that you're partners, you're in a relationship. Would you like to have children?
Yes, but probably not in Ireland listening to all this conversation.
No. Okay, but if you were to stay in New York, would you like to have children?
Yes.
Okay. In New York, it's like you could be anything.
This is the point that he's making.
You can walk down Fifth Avenue in New York with an elephant trunk hanging into your face, and people won't look twice at you.
He's not. He's just a gay man.
I'm just saying. Anything goes in New York.
Okay, you would like to have a child. Do you ever see yourself having a child?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
he's only young. He's not thinking about kids at this stage of his life.
So, John, you'd like to deny him that? Would you?
I'm not denying him. I never. Hold on for a fucking minute. I never denied anybody anything. I just said I wasn't normal. That's my point. And so did Jeff say the same thing. Jeff said the same thing, and you nearly took our fucking head off.
Hey, John, do me a favor, John.
You get your shit together. Right, and that's the truth of it.
John, will you do me a favour when you finish this call? Blow out the candle in your cave there and go sleep.
Listen, you've lost this conversation. Me and Jess blew the bollocks out.
Oh, of course you did.
This is not normal, and it never will be normal, okay?
It's not. What's
now
that
get
mean?
Get your shit together.
Yeah, and you're saying...
Good luck. Sean, thanks very much indeed for talking to us and being so open with us. You're in New York. How long are you in New York for?
About 11 years, just on 11 years.
Oh, right, okay.
Jeez, so. I thought you were only 22 or something like that.
No.
What part of New York are you living in?
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Very good. Beautiful. All right, great to talk to you, Sean, and keep listening to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much indeed. And before we wrap up this conversation, let me bring in...
This is why we need Pride Month, by the way.
Because of the opinions that we've heard.
Because of the opinions there. Yep. This is why we need it.
Catherine.
Hi, guys. I totally agree that two good parents are better than one parent family sometimes. It doesn't matter what their sex is, once they're good, loving parents, and everyone needs to cop on and mind their own business.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Catherine, and thank you to all of you for all of your comments and opinions. And before we go on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give away another Opinions Matter reusable travel mug.
In fact, we'll give away two on this episode.
Let's give away two.
Because I'm in a good mood. So, all you need to do is you need to text WhatsApp. Sorry, WhatsApp the word mug to always... Yeah, what's up, the word?
This week's word is coffee cup.
That's too many words. It's too many words.
Plenty of words.
Who has time to be typing that?
Coffee cup. Okay? WhatsApp is the words coffee cup.
Or just an emoji of a coffee cup. What about that?
An emoji will do. Yeah, whatever.
Emojis. Forget
something
about
that
words.
Indicates it's a coffee cup.
Words are for losers.
Okay, we have an Opinions Matter reusable travel mug. We have hundreds of them here.
Is there an emoji for coffee cup? I'm sure
there is. Yeah. Anyway, just send us an emoji. Just basically tell us you want one. That's really it, isn't it? Yeah. And send it by WhatsApp from anywhere in the world to 085-825-2626. And we will pick two winners on the next episode, and we will send them out in the post to you. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next episode.